Thoughts on the Psalms, Psalm 149, and the complete Psalm, verses 1 to 9. Praise and vengeance. Now, let me be very clear at the start. I've said it many times looking through the Psalms. You must remember, when you read such passages, you must remember which covenant you're in. We're in the Old Covenant here. And this is a very important point to make. You remember what Martin Luther said? I've forgotten the exact quote, but it runs something like this. He who can distinguish the law from the gospel, that is the secret, he said, distinguishing the law from the gospel. I would translate that and say, he who can distinguish between the old and the new covenants and remember their discontinuity. This is one of the practical outcomes of covenant theology. Covenant theology mangles and mixes these two covenants, and this leads to many, many difficulties. And here is one in this psalm. I'm talking about the Reformed and the Charismatics and the Prosperity Gospelers. They fly to the Old Covenant, apply the Old Covenant without proper understanding and nuance from the New Covenant, and it leads them into all sorts of problems, dreadful consequences in some cases. Well, here, praise to God and vengeance upon his enemies. Now, in the psalmist's day, there is no doubt about what this means. This is all literal. This is the temple. This is all the observance of the law, the covenant in that temple. And, of course, vengeance does involve military action, the sword. We get dancing here, we get music, we get instruments, we get swords and punishments in prison. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Okay, in the temple. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing. Make music to him with tambourine and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people, and so on. Let the saints rejoice in this, and sing for joy on their beds, and so on. Yes, okay. May the praise of God be in their mouths, and a double-edged sword in their hands, and so on. And you can see, for Israel of old, look at the life of David, for example. You can see these physical activities, swords, punishment, prison, taking captives, and overcoming territory, music and dancing and instruments. This is the glory, verse 9, of all his saints. Praise the Lord. Now, what about the new covenant? Is the new covenant warrant us dancing and musical instruments and so on and compelling them to come in, as some have taught, by the sword? Muslims do it. Islam does it. And it's happened also in Christendom. Jews have been, so say, converted by threats and punishments and so on. Felix Mendelssohn's father realized it was better for his son to be moved from Jewry into Christendom. Whether it's conversion or not is a very open question. I have my doubts. And so on. Now, what is our mandate, brother and sister in Christ? Are we going to conquer the nations by war? No. Mark 16, Matthew 28, Luke 24, Acts 1. What am I talking about? Go on into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Don't kill them with the sword. Don't force them by law and by sword. Preach the gospel. See them regenerated by the Spirit, converted to Christ, believing, repentant, trusting Christ, submitting to him. We're looking for the salvation, the conversion of sinners. Is there no judgment in the New Covenant? Of course there is. But it's in the hands of God. It's not in our hands. Yes, of course we compel them to come in by the preaching of the gospel, persuading them to come in, not compelling them with political or military might. And all this jigging about and carnal activity in the name of Christ, so-called worship, may God have mercy on us. Take a proper view of Psalm 149 and 152 when we get to it in the next discourse, and several psalms like this, Psalm 109, for example. We need to remember, as Luther said, I say it again, to be able to distinguish between these two covenants. Don't go the way of the covenant theologian and mangle these two together. It will end you up in a very, very dangerous place. May God bless us in these things. May our hearts, brother and sister, be given up to the praise, exuberance and praise to God, determination in our attempts to spread the gospel, and singing to the Lord, hallelujah, in it all. Amen.